Here it comes. Here it comes. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Grandma Fix It writes in, and that's what she put as her first name, Grandma, last name Fix It. Her email is even Grandma Fix It. Says, I just wanted to make a comment. I got up this morning, had problems on the roof, the air conditioning, the house was hot, it was looking like just a lousy, rotten day. Before I went out to start working on it, I turned on the program, and I heard the wonderful kids, your grandkids singing, and it just lightened up my whole day.
All right. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
And we're here for Dan, calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
How can we help you, my friend?
I just had a landscaping question. excuse me. My wife wants to plant a bougainvillea along the back wall,
mm-hmm.
and it's directly over a sewer line.
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
if that's where your wife wants it, that's where you plant it, Dan.
You just
suffer the consequences of whatever damage it causes later down the road.
And a bougainvillea is not going to be an issue. If you were going to tell me you were going to put like a live southern oak tree or, you know, but a bush, shrub, bougainvillea, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. She'll be happy to hear that.
Yes, she will. You can be her hero today, Dan.
You
just let her know, honey, I'm planting your bougainvillea. Why don't you show me exactly where you are? Right here. That's where I'm going to dig
and
the
in
hole.
Fact, well, no. I want it so accurate, you dig the hole. And then I'll put it where.
Dan, with a bougainvillea, I completely agree with Romy. Probably not going to be a problem. How old is the house? How old do you think the sewer line is?
The house was built in 54.
Oops.
I'm not sure exactly how old the sewer line is. We just moved in about a year ago.
Okay. Well, that's the only reason I asked. In 54, it's either going to be cast or it's going to be clay or worse, it could even be oil impregnated cardboard. What I might do is get a plumber there first, and this would be just good for you to know, generally speaking, and have them run a camera and see exactly what it is. Now, if it's been replaced and it's an ABS line, no worries, you can plant a bougainvillea there. If it's a clay pipe, I might not plant anything in the area. So have a plumber run a camera down it, take a look at it, see if you can tell. Do you know where the cleanouts are?
Yes.
Okay, just dig around those cleanouts and see what they're made of. That'll tell you with a high degree of probability what the rest of the drain line is. If it's red clay pipe, then find another place to plant it. If it's been redone and it's an ABS, you'll be fine.
Okay, and if I do decide to have a plumber come out, could I just have a regular plumber or have someone that specializes in sending a camera down
the
line?
Yeah, you just call one of the Rosie certified plumbers, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Babcock Plumbing, Thunderbird Plumbing, and any of them can have the camera facility available to chase it down there and take a look.
And if it is clay pipe, just know, if you plan on staying there a long time, go ahead and start budgeting for that replacement.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It's not long for this world. But I would guess it's probably been replaced. Still verify that.
I would guess, too. Let's go to Scott calling from Phoenix, and he's calling on our topic of electrical. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, wonderful.
That's good. Enjoy your show. Some of my breakers are, you know, kind of worn out and need to be replaced. So I'm kind of ignorant in the stuff of electricity. It doesn't seem like it's too complicated a procedure, but I guess so. All I do is deactivate the main, and then everything is I mean, is there some special safety procedure I need to follow on that or do?
Well, you know, replacing breakers, depending on the manufacturer of the box and the manufacturer of the breakers, it really is not a hard job. They generally are just clipped in place. But even when I was young, when I knew everything and was invincible, I was always scared to go into the breaker box. I'm going to tell you, Scott, if I tried to talk you through how to replace breakers, the owners of this station and every station in Arizona would probably get phone calls from their attorneys. They'd probably barge in here and shut this, throw this breaker off, and we'd lose the show. You're going into an area that even makes grown men nervous. It is easy, but you really are just a breath away from live voltage with the lugs that are coming in from whether it's the overhead power feed or the underground. And I'm going to encourage you, find one of the Rosie certified electricians, the Mighty Electrician. Tapp & Sons Electric, which is a fairly new member of the Rosie Partner. I was talking to Tom just the other day. He was helping me with some...
Your lightning segment. Did that ever broadcast on TV yet?
No. I drove all the way out there, and they got called away for a breaking and entering or something.
Yeah,
but it was a nice evening drive to 202 in the Guadalupe.
But we do have a great program still in our archives on lightning, and we are getting into that season. We may have to pull that archive up and play it in the next couple, or at least rehash the importance of lightning and surge protection.
Yeah. So Scott, if you're going to do it, I'm going to tell you, take a picture of your panel box, go to an electrical supply specialty house, not one of the big box stores, not a hardware store, and look the guy in the eye on the other side of the table and say, "Would you do this?" And if put the liability on him, not on me. That would be my recommendation. You are correct. Replacing breakers is not a particularly hard job. It's just one of those jobs that my hands are shaking just thinking about doing it.
I would do it.
You would do it.
But I've had two real scares, and one of them was in an electrical box. And Steve Kep said if you didn't have those rubber shoes on, this would have ended a lot different.
Oh, man. Well, let's change the subject and get over to Phil in Phoenix, who's been on hold for a little while, and see if we can help him. Good morning, Phil. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning. I just had a quick question. At my house, I have two older heat pumps, and they're split systems.
Okay.
And the air handlers are in the house, and then I don't know what they call the outside, the part that's the outside.
Right.
Whatever that's called. It's on the ground. The two of them are right on the ground.
Yeah.
There's a good technical reason, airflow reason, to put the new unit, the outside units, both on the roof.
Okay.
And I think they'll both be 3-ton. My question is, how much do those things weigh each, a 3-ton, the outside unit? And on a flat roof, are there any pros and cons, any structural issues on weight bearing?
When was your house built?
1970. Well, okay. It was built in 78 and remodeled in 96. I was not here.
Okay.
But the original part of the house in 1978 is the flat roof part of that is where these two 3-ton heat pumps would reside.
Yeah, it will be easy to tell. You won't need an engineer. It'll be easy to tell once we find out what size those roof rafters are. Chances are very good it's already built to take what weight you're going to put up there. We generally mount them on some 4x4 blocks that spread the weight over the course of 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of the rafters, and that's fine. But before you do that, your house is all electric. You don't have gas heat?
Correct.
Okay. The units you have now are actually a little bit more efficient than a roof-mounted single unit. So I want you to know that. Now, you're going to gain some closet space down in the house, but you're going to give up a little bit of efficiency. Now, if you have 2 3-tons and the house was, so the units aren't original to 78, are they?
No. No, 1996.
Six, when they remodeled, they got updated. Okay. Chances are, Phil, if you have the right air conditioner company on the job doing the research, they're going to take you down 1 to 1.5, maybe even 2 tons with the new equipment. It is going to be less expensive for you to buy. It's going to be less expensive for you to run. It's going to give you cleaner and more consistent heat temperature in the house. And you, if your air conditioning contractor isn't doing a manual J calculation on the house, we can downsize virtually every single home below the Mogollon Rim at least 10 to 20%.
Okay.
On my website, Rosie on the House.
Okay. Let me understand what you just said.
Okay.
What I think is being proposed to me is 2 split systems again.
Okay.
Except, you know, so the air handler would reside
very good
in the attic or whatever, and then just that other piece that's on the ground right now would now be on the flat roof.
Very good.
Does
okay.
that sound right to you?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what would, how much would the outside unit, a 3-ton unit, I did a little research on the internet. It looked like they might weigh 200 pounds each.
Yeah, probably just about.
So that's not too much, really.
No.
If the roof is strong at all and they spread it.
Yeah.
Should be no problem.
Shouldn't be a problem at all. Before you proceed with your purchase, get to RosieOnTheHouse.com. On the homepage, there is consumer alerts and consumer guides. Click on that. Click on the air conditioning guide and read through that. It will guarantee you get the right air conditioning company on the job, okay? There's also buyer guides on how to hire a contractor, how to hire a painter, how to hire a roofer, and things to know before you purchase water treatment. All right, we're on the topic of home safety, but we're going to take a quick break and come back right after this. It's Rosie on the House.